And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia should be finished calling up reservists in 2 weeks, President Vladimir Putin said on Friday, promising an end to a divisive mobilization that has seen hundreds of thousands of men summoned to fight in Ukraine and huge numbers flee the country. Putin also said Russia had no plans, quote-unquote, for now, for more massive airstrikes like those it carried out this week, in which it fired more than 100 long-range missiles at targets across Ukraine. Putin ordered the mobilization 3 weeks ago, responding to Russian defeats on the battlefield with escalation. He has also proclaimed the annexation of 4 partially occupied Ukrainian provinces and threatened to use nuclear weapons. U.S. officials say billionaire Elon Musk is asking the Pentagon to take over funding for his Ukrainian satellite network, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Starlink system has played a big role in Ukraine's defense during the Russia war, but Musk says it's costing his SpaceX company hundreds of millions of dollars. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity say senior Pentagon leaders are weighing Musk's request, but there have been no decisions. Musk and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have been in a Twitter fight, and Musk suggests the friction may affect his decision on funding the system. A Ukrainian official says his nation will find a way to keep Starlink working, tweeting, "Like it or not, Elon Musk helped us survive the most critical moments of war." Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Britain has a new Treasury chief, the fourth in a year, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Embattled Prime Minister Liz Truss has installed a new lawmaker to run the economy as she struggles to calm markets and hang on to her job following the release of a controversial economic plan. Truss has appointed former Cabinet Minister Jeremy Hunt to the post, replacing Kwasi Kwarteng 3 weeks after Kwarteng announced a tax-cutting mini-budget, the cent pound plunging to record lows against the dollar. Immediate market reaction, however, has been muted. Investors already baked in the notion that the government would back down on some of its key proposals. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Climate protesters have thrown soup over artist Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers in London's National Gallery to protest fossil fuel extraction. The attack caused no damage to the glass-covered painting. The group Just Stop Oil, which wants the British government to halt new oil and gas projects, said activists dumped 2 cans of tomato soup over the oil painting on Friday. London Metropolitan Police officers said officers arrested 2 people. Scottish actor Robbie Coltrane has died. A cause of death was not given. He was 72. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Robbie Coltrane played a tough crime-solving psychologist on the TV series Cracker, but he's best known in movies as
Rubeus Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts.
Hagrid was the first to tell Harry Potter,
"You're a wizard, Harry."
Hagrid is supposed to be 8 feet tall in the Harry Potter movies. In a 2004 interview, Robbie Coltrane talked about advice he got from author J.K. Rowling.
She said, "Imagine a West Country Hell's Angel who comes into the pub and everybody parts like the Red Sea. And when he gets to the bar, he discusses the flowers in his garden with the barman."
He also played the bad guy in 2 James Bond movies. His agent says Robbie Coltrane died at a hospital in Scotland. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Russia should be finished calling up reservists in 2 weeks, President Vladimir Putin said on Friday, promising an end to a divisive mobilization that has seen hundreds of thousands of men summoned to fight in Ukraine and huge numbers flee the country. Putin also said Russia had no plans for now for more massive airstrikes like those it carried out this week, in which it fired more than 100 long-range missiles at targets across Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.